Hello, everybody. Welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name is Abby Murphy.
And my name is Ryan Leggett.
And you're watching
Disney Channel.
Oh, copyright. Anyways, hey, what's up? What are we doing right now?
What's up? We're filming a pod on a Friday night. How are you all?
Friday night. That's not usual for us. And why are we filming it on a Friday night?
Because we're going to Costa Rica in the morning. Yay. And we're not going to be able to film in Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. I'm so excited.
It's illegal to film in three countries in the world, and one of them is Costa Rica, so we can't film there.
So, Ryan is entering his actor era, because that was false.
That's a lie.
Anyways, how are you?
I'm good.
I feel like we have a lot of new listeners. So, for those of you that don't know, I'm going to give you three facts that you should know about Ryan Luckett, my boyfriend. Fact number one, he's a little sassy, but doesn't like that I use the word sassy.
I hate that word. Yes.
The reason I said that as point number one is that we kind of had a little bit of debacles today, and so it's fresh on my brain. But I also played a really big part in that. Fact number two, he loves golf and basketball, and his girlfriend knows nothing about either of those topics. He also played baseball in college. D1, not trying to flex. And fact number two, three is that he's the sweetest, sweetest boy in the whole world, and I love him so much.
You done?
Yep. You have cookie on your face.
I bet I do. We just filmed a cookie review from Big
Crumbs from the Six.
Yeah, from a cookie company in Canada. They were very good. Highly recommend. Good.
We didn't heat up the first one, and that was our mistake because we ate it and we were like, "Oh, it's good." And then I was like, "We should heat them up," and it like was a game changer.
I'm telling you,
you have to heat them up.
Yeah, go check them out. You'll see them on our Instagram.
And then we had the best popcorn ever.
Yep.
From Pops Up.
Yep.
Y'all.
The food reviews are flowing.
Don't even get me started. And that was the best popcorn I've ever had in my life.
We have sad news too. We're gonna be going to Costa Rica, there'll be no Crumble review on Monday.
No Crumble. Unless Costa Rica has Crumble, but I doubt they do.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do either.
Actually, I know they don't because I've already looked it up.
You looked it up? That's dedication. You see how dedicated he is for you people?
We love Crumble.
We do love Crumble. And I'm excited to see what the flavors are.
Yeah, I will be too, unless it's like something just so good.
My Crumble concept that I want Crumble to do is a carnival theme and have funnel cake, like a legit like funnel cake. They've been doing cakes now.
Yeah.
But like a funnel cake, a like fried Twinkie cookie or like a fried Oreo cookie, like stuff you would find at the carnival, like corn dog, I feel like could be kind of good.
Yeah.
Or something.
No, not corn dog.
They have cornbread and it's really good.
That's crazy to say corn dog.
Well,
a corn dog crumble cookie.
Well, like the batter of the corn dog, not like a hot dog.
I don't know if I can get behind that.
Well, what are other like fair foods? I could low key see them doing like Oreo. Pickle. Yeah, I said fried Oreo.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Which shows how much I'm listening.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's a good call though. I like that.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think of other fair foods.
I mean, they have like cotton candy and stuff, but I think they already have a cotton candy cookie. But I guess they could bring it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did a cotton candy one. I haven't had that one yet.
I think they have. Okay, what are your three facts about me for the new listeners?
Fact number one. This is actually going to be some actual facts. Abby,
mine are actual facts?
Well, kind of. All right. Abby is a marathon runner. She's ran two marathons, and she is straight vibing to go to the third. I don't know. She's going to third one. She's going to do the third one sometime, but we don't know when yet. That announcement hasn't come.
I have ideas, though.
She has ideas. She's an avid runner. She loves running. Number two, Abby is a college little baby, little teeny weeny student.
You're dating her.
Number three.
So that's kind of a... Okay, anyways.
Abby is amazing.
You did like me.
She's the best girlfriend ever, actually.
Aww.
And I don't usually say stuff like that on the pod.
You don't usually
say
stuff like that.
She's the best. I love her so much.
Aww, I love you too.
Yeah.
That was sweet. Yeah. Started with the fact, did a little roast. Actually, yours wasn't even a roast, though.
No, you're just a fact.
I am not the biggest fan of college, however. I have a little story
from my driving today. Oh, what? Did you have a college story?
No, I didn't have a college story. I was just saying, I was touching on the fact that you said I was a college student. Oh,
and you're not proud of it?
No, I'm definitely proud of it, or else I wouldn't be finishing getting my degree, but... No,
proud's not the word. I'm excited about it.
I am not invested in the process.
Yeah.
So, but I'm pushing through because it's a goal. It's something I want to work for, but I definitely am just not made for the college life. It's just not my thing. And I think that's okay. I feel like so much...
It is a 100% okay.
Thank you. A lot of people put emphasis on, like, college is the best time of your life and the best years, and it just hasn't been for me.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I was wondering what that was.
I was starting to cough.
She made me cough.
I need a drink. Go ahead and salty.
I put some Element in my water, and it's very salty. Mm-hmm. Well, today I was driving, and it was one of those moments that I was like, man, the podcast can relate to this. So somebody's driving right now listening to this, and I was pulling out of my apartment, and the light was our light was red, but we were turning right, and the person in front of me just wasn't turning right on red. And I was like, come on, turn right.
Yeah.
And it was one of those where I didn't want to honk because I didn't want to, like, be mean, but I was, like, trying to, like, give them a nudge. So I gave them a honk, and then they, like
courtesy honk?
Yeah, and they looked up. Yeah, I saw them, like, look up because they were probably, like, looking at their phone or something. And I was like, yes, they saw me. So they started going right. And as soon as they started going right, the other light turned green. So they turned right, and all the cars started coming. So I had to wait. I was so mad. I was like, dang, dog.
You really do have to get that timing right, though. How would you rate your driving skills?
Well, I take pride in being a good driver, but I've been driving for about... So I'm 25 now. I've been driving for about... I guess that would put me at around... Man. Put me almost at 9 years driving. I have two totaled cars on my record and a speeding ticket. So,
and you run out of gas a lot.
I've ran out of gas 3 times in my day. So
3?
4.
Wow.
Yeah. Not proud of that. So let's just skip right over that. But other than, I'm a good driver other than 2 totaled cars, a speeding ticket, and 4 times ran out of gas. I'm a great driver.
I hit the fire hydrant, so...
Yeah.
It's okay. I've hit many poles. I have scratches on my car from the parking garage at school. I've hit a fire hydrant. I hit another car, but somehow I got away with it. I don't know how I got away with it, but they were like, it's fine. Because they were, like, starting to blame other scratches on their car, I think, like, from...
You know what I kind of feel like, though? Some people are just like, I don't want to deal with that. So if it's not that bad, I just don't even want to...
Oh, yeah. Go. Oh, definitely. I mean, that's how I would be. It's just so much to get into.
Yeah, unless it's, like, your parents' insurance and all that, and like if they paid for it. It's, like, yeah. Kind of have to deal with it.
Yeah. But I just don't really like driving that much anymore, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'd much rather have someone else drive. My mom's not like that. My mom needs people to drive.
No. She doesn't need people
to drive. Or, I mean, she has to be the one driving.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, y'all, it's 9:30. That's past my bedtime. This headphone keeps falling out of my ear. Okay. I got it.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry. That was really intense for me.
We're going to... I was just thinking about this because we probably have some new listeners. We're going to do a Q&A pod eventually, right?
Yeah, we want to do a Q&A pod. We think that'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, though.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's just talk about the recent growth.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we did a giveaway, the LO giveaway, and the winner has been announced. But there is something special coming for all the followers that I can't announce yet, but it'll be soon, involving the giveaway and the prize and, like, kind of related to the prize. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, with LO.
But our reels, like, people are really loving the running content.
Yeah.
Which I find really exciting because I love running, as Ryan said. And Ryan, you've kind of been dipping your toe in consistently running.
Yeah, we can talk about that too, just because I got new running shoes. And that has played a factor whether or not I want to run.
Really?
Well, yeah. The biggest thing was, so I bought those on, so I had those On Clouds previously, which I didn't get fitted to my feet or anything.
He had these On Clouds that had literally holes in at like every single toe.
Yeah. Let's just put a timestamp on it. I bought those whenever I was living in Nashville. So that would have been
at least,
I bought those year. June 2022. No, May 2022.
Oh.
And I ran... I ran in them all the time, like not all the time, but probably 10 to 15 miles a week in them. And then, you know, they were like my outdoor shoes if I was going to like a hike or something. And then I ran that ultra in them, 50 miles. Gosh. So I've been running in those, and they were just flat, and my knees couldn't take it. So whenever I got a new pair of running shoes, I was like, I just want to run every day now.
One thing about Ryan, though, is that he doesn't tie his shoes, his running shoes. Like, the way that Brooks has sent him his newest running shoes, and they, like, do a little, like, loop-de-loop, like, knot, and not, like, a bow tie.
For all my sneakerheads out there, I keep them factory laced.
All right, I don't know what that means, but he doesn't change the laces. Like, he's never untied them from when he received them.
Yeah.
I don't get how you do that.
I think people can relate to this. I like my ankles to feel like as free as possible. Like, I want as much ankle mobility as I can. I don't want my shoes to feel tight
on my foot. But your laces don't go on your ankles.
Yeah, I know. But like, it makes my foot feel super tight when I tie my shoes.
It makes my foot. You turn country there for a second. It makes my foot turn. I understand that. I guess I just like, when you run so many miles, I can't imagine.
Oh, and you run so many miles.
Yeah, that did kind of come off. Like, I don't mean it like that.
I mean, run so many miles.
You run a lot of miles, too. I just can't imagine. I was kind of speaking on, like, just behalf of running multiple miles. But, like, yeah. I can't imagine not having a secure grip of shoe on your foot.
No, it doesn't slide or anything. My shoe isn't sliding. It's secure enough.
From just like the grip of the actual shoe?
Yeah.
Well, how do you like running? Tell the people.
So I've made it a goal the last, I guess, 2 weeks now to run just 20 plus miles a week. And I've been liking it a lot. It's been nice because I've been doing it before work.
Yeah.
So I like accomplish something, and it's not something to where like, oh, I'm just a runner and I like doing that. So like, I'm doing something. Not that I just, like, hate to do, but something that I don't want to do as soon as I wake up. So you feel like you can accomplish so much more throughout the day.
So you run, but you don't run a run?
Not that I don't want to, but it's not like, oh, yes, I get to go run.
Yeah,
I get that. It's like I'm doing something hard. Just like you can relate it directly to your faith. Like, you're doing something that is producing a perseverance. It's producing
result,
you know, a toughness to you. Yeah. That, you know, if you can do this something this hard this early, the rest of the day is cake.
Yeah, I felt that. I feel like I've been focusing a lot more on trying to just stop making excuses for myself, which I've talked about a lot. But recently I've just been reading my, like, telling myself that I can't go on a run unless I read my Bible. So I gotta open and at least read like a psalm or something, and then I'll go back and I'll do like actual Bible time. But it's been helping me like actually want to read the Bible, because I kind of touched on like throughout the podcasts previous to this that like I've just been struggling to read my Bible.
Yeah.
And like I just haven't really wanted to, but like you still have to do it. And because I've never really been someone who, I'm very blessed in the fact that, like, the Lord gave me, are your legs okay?
Yeah. I was just trying to get comfortable. Oh, we're in a different location
different
today.
Different location.
Because we're having a sleepover over at Abby's before we leave, because we're leaving at, like, 3 a.m. tomorrow.
But not in the same bed, everybody.
Yeah, not in the same bed.
Ryan's on the couch. I'm in a bedroom.
Yeah.
Alone with the door closed.
And a jacket on and sweatpants.
And a turtleneck in a ski mask.
Three locks on the door.
Four
locks.
Anyways, reading the Bible. Yeah, so I've talked about how I just kind of like struggled to get on. Like, I just haven't been wanting to, and I'm blessed to be able to have had a past where I like literally have just genuinely always been so infatuated by the Bible and wanted to read it, and I'm kind of hit this place where it's like, well, I don't really want to. And that's kind of hard to admit for someone who also struggles with pride a lot, and the fact that I want to be like, well, I always want to read the Bible. Like, I'm Christian, girl. I want to read the Bible. And it's hard to admit that it's like, I don't really want to. But admitting that is kind of like freeing.
Yeah.
because it's met with people who are only cheering you on, not looking down for you because down on you because of that. And so, yeah, I've just really been holding myself accountable and being like, if I can show up to the gym every day and train, if I can go on a run every day, if I can make my bed every day, if I can get up and get ready for the day, if I can go to work when I don't feel like if I can do all these things, like, what is stopping me from reading the Bible? And honestly, I think a lot of it was my phone. And so, like, now I don't even look at my phone or get on an app before I read the Bible. Like, and this has been, like, off and on my entire life, but you know when you just get comfortable in things and you kind of like slack on how you used to do things?
Yeah.
Like, I used to not open my phone until like noon. And I don't know, just over time, like, that didn't become a thing anymore. And so, yeah, I got into a really bad habit of like looking at my phone first thing, and then I'd get distracted, and then I would, you know, and then I'd just go through the days like not even knowing that I wasn't reading my Bible. And so, yeah, removing the phone and then just being like, Abby, if you can do all these other things, like, what is your excuse? Mm. And then from there, it was like picking it up, just being disciplined. And now I'm catching myself being like, wait, I really want to like sit and be with the Lord. I really want to talk to him. I really want to hear his voice. I really want to know what is in the Bible. And I'll read, and today was like the first time where it was like, I don't really want to stop, but I have to work on some things, like do like work,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And so it was like the first time I had felt that in a while, which felt really good. And it doesn't mean it's going to like only go up from here. I mean, it's going to be up and down my entire life, but it's nice to know that part of my faith is on the uphill climb. So that was like a really big tangent.
That was a tangent.
I just kept going.
I have something to say about that. I think that, not to over-spiritualize it, because I feel like sometimes it is that simple, is just like, man, get off your phone and go look at the Bible. And it's like, oh, we can look at it like, oh, the devil's trying to take me away from this. But I think thinking about that is like, the devil can't take away your salvation. That is secure, and that was paid for on the cross when you put your faith in that. So what he is going to do is try and distract you and break up your relationship that you have with Jesus, yeah. and make it feel like it is harder than it is. So like, he's going to beg you to just stare at your phone all day, or he's going to beg you to just, I'm going to run, I'm going to go work out, I'm going to work, and I'm not even going to talk to Jesus the whole day. You know, so I don't think, like, it's easy for us to over-spiritualize it and be like, oh, the devil's trying to bring me down. When in reality, it's like, nah, man, like, you just turn your alarm off on your phone and you just sat on it and scrolled for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But like, in your case, I think it's so true. It's like, no, like, the devil will like come in and try and distract you. And it does it to all of us, especially those in the faith. It's like, you can't take your salvation because that's secure, but he will try and break up your relationship and feed you doubt and feed you guilt and all the other things that come with that.
Yeah, and you just can't live in that place. And that's somewhere that I lived for a long time, was living in the guilt. And, well, I guess I can kind of talk about this. So I just recently started therapy, and I love it. I've gone for 3 weeks with my therapist now. She has a podcast, actually, which is pretty cool. But, yeah, I've learned that, you know, I talk with her. She's like Christian life coach therapist person kind of thing, but I talked to her a lot about, you know, these struggles, and something that she pointed out was just, like, how God is continuously working, and how God is, like, what, like, you see in the Bible, like, he continued to create and to do things. Like, God didn't just create the world and then stop. And she was like, why do you think you, because I told her, I was like, I used to, like, love to read the Bible. Like, why am I struggling now? Like, I wish I was the same then as I am now. And she was like, why do you think God stops creating in you? Like, why do you think God just stays stagnant? Like, why do you think, you know, like, you are changing and it is good. You just have to find your way in it. And, like, don't wish to go backwards, because God doesn't have you there now. God has you here.
Yeah.
And rely in that. And I mean, that just goes to show how distant I was in thinking, like, oh, I just want to go backwards. It's like, No, like, we are going to constantly change. That's the beauty of a walk with Christ, is like, things will change, and yes, it will be hard, but take heart in those moments. And
I think, yeah, too, and it's important that hard doesn't mean wrong, and difficult doesn't mean it's not right.
Well, I mean, we were even talking about running and lifting. It's like, it hurts when you lift weights. Right. Like, it's not pleasant and comfortable, but you know it's good for you.
Right, exactly. Like, God, like, how cool God is to, like, send us trials that ultimately just makes us realize that we aren't dependent on Him in certain areas, right? Yeah. So I think that's just the beauty and grace of God. It's just like, He will send trials our way to, showcase and maybe put a magnifying glass on areas of our life that we haven't surrendered to Him.
Hmm. That's so good.
I wanted to talk about the, running stuff some more.
Oh.
'Cause I think it's so cool that, like, you were talking about our, running videos.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so cool because, like...
So we'll put a bow in that. That was our little...
Yeah, that was our little tangent. Abby was talking about how much she loves running.
I love it.
And...
It's so fun.
I was just going to relate this back to, like the faith. Like, whenever I see Abby running every day, and how dedicated she is to it, and I don't know why she said she is, like, you're not right here.
Hey, dude.
Hey, I was talking to the audience, but I was just thinking about how, like, when you watch somebody, like, truly just, like, super dedicated to something, like, they run every day, and it's like, it was like 20 degrees like, we live in Kentucky, it is freezing in the winter, and Abby's up at like 5 a.m. running. Like, that is super, inspiring and motivating to, like, dang, she isn't just doing it for show. She's not, like, just doing it because she feels like it. Like, she's doing it to, like, achieve a goal. But she's also doing it for her enjoyment. And it's, like, the same thing, like, with somebody in the faith. It's, like, when you see somebody that, like, truly loves Jesus and, like, has the joy of the Lord, it's infectious. And it makes you want that. And it makes you crave that. And you're, like, man, how can I get that? Like, whenever you're around people that truly, I think we've talked about this before, but, like, when you are around people that, like, really know God, or, like, when you are around people every day that, like, are super motivated and super, like, just disciplined in what they do, it's just so infectious, and you're like, man, I want to be like that. Like, yeah. I want to be motivated and disciplined like that.
It's, like, contagious. It's like a virus. Exactly. I was talking to my mom. We were actually talking about you and how, like, you became a believer, and then your best friend became a believer. And then his brother became a believer.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's like a virus. Like, it just spreads. It is. But like the best virus. Like.
Yeah.
And being on fire for the Lord is such a wonderful thing, because it's like, you can't help but tell people about Jesus. It occupies your mind 24/7.
Yeah.
And that is such a beautiful thing. And I told Ryan, I was like, my goal for the summer is to become so strong in my faith that people think I'm crazy. Like, literally being so bold in the faith that I'm like, oh yeah, God can do that. And people will be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, somebody's annoyed. They're like, don't pull the God card out again.
And like, seriously, like, just fully believing that God can do anything and not having an ounce of doubt. Because, I mean, that's reality.
You know what's crazy, too?
And I don't feel, like, I'm being honest, like, I do have doubts.
I was going to say, we've talked about that. We're like, okay, do you have to bring Jesus into this? Like, at least I do. I'm being super practical. And
I don't know if I do that as
much. Somebody will pull, like, the Jesus card, and you're like, yeah, like, I get it, but, like, let's just do it this way or whatever. And it's like, if you really think about it, it's like, no, like, God can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I struggle with the balance of...
Shoulders a little tight, folks.
You good, bro?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I feel like I struggle a lot with the balance of, like, over-spiritualizing things and then being bold in the faith. Because it's like, I feel like there are some, like, speakers out there who are really passionate about, like, you have free will and you have free choice and don't over-spiritualize everything.
Yeah.
But then there are also a lot of people that are out there saying, like, I mean, basically, borderline prosperity gospel, just, like, God can do anything, and every God is in everything and of everything, and I feel like those two...
I feel like the second part you just said is not really prosperity, though.
Wait, what is prosperity gospel?
Prosperity is, like, you do good things, and God will, like, give you blessings.
Oh, that's not what I thought it was, then. That goes to show how much I know about prosperity gospel. I just don't really focus on it.
Yeah.
But... what I'm saying is that, like, person A could be, like,
you mean God... prophesying. Is that what you meant?
No, like I'll just give an example. I don't think I'm explaining myself very well. Person A could be, like, oh my gosh, like, God sent a bluebird to go through the sky to give me a sign that he loves me.
Yeah.
And person B could be, like, oh, it's just a bird. Like, it's don't over-spiritualize it. And so it's, like... this is just me speaking out of, like, my brain, but I don't believe there's a right or a wrong necessarily. I think there's just a truth, and the truth of the matter is that, like, in everything, like, God created everything in his own image, and so, like, that bird is God's creation.
Yeah.
And just because, you know, if it's a sign and you believe that that's a sign, and your gut is telling you that, great. I can't sit here and tell you that it's not. But you seeing a bird and me seeing a bird, we could see that as something different. Yeah. I know what you're thinking right now. He's thinking of the notebook.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh. It's as...
I just the explanation about the bird was funny.
Does it make sense, though? Like,
yeah, the AC just kicked on. Man, that feels good.
Two people could evaluate the same thing totally different and both have a different view, like, faith wise but
and God still be in it,
but the 100% common ground of what I do know is right is that God is in it.
Yeah, that's good.
Do I know which one is right? And I don't know, I'm not
don't think it's a right or wrong, though, in my opinion. I think it's a he gave us unique perspectives and made us all completely different
for exactly
which is beautiful.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Thanks. It took me a while to get there.
Where it was going for a little bit, but that was actually really good.
Really?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, you kind of wrapped it up in a good way. See, that's why it just works, both of us.
And that's life.
And that's life. Bye.
Bye.
See you guys. You have your notes pulled up there.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about a conversation I had with my aunt that I thought was really good, but we can get to it in a little bit.
No, let's get to it now.
I wanted to talk about running. We said we were going to talk about running and we never did.
We did talk about running.
No. I wanted to say that I keep telling Abby to become a running coach.
Oh.
And I think you should do that.
Maybe. I'm still in college.
Yeah.
I've got 2 part-time jobs right now and then I'm going to have school.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm going to have time for
that. You are busy.
And then a different part-time job whenever I start school.
Wait, why do you have 3 part-time jobs?
Well, I'll drop the one I'm doing now.
Oh.
I'll drop the choreography thing, but then I'm going to be in a show.
Oh, yeah. What is the... So you'll have 2 part-time jobs while you're in school?
Mm-hmm. And then the podcast, and then school.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, don't beat me up.
I don't know if I can be a running coach right now.
Unless
I quit school.
Yeah.
That would be what I quit.
No, you're not quitting school. You're getting your degree. I'm dropping out. Okay, so... My Aunt Melissa, I think she'll probably listen to this. I think she listens a lot. She's so cool.
Hey, Aunt Melissa.
She's the best, but she called me one day and we were talking about just this watered-down Christianity. And she had the most amazing point. We were just bouncing things off of each other. And she was talking about how she had somebody in her life, maybe. I don't remember how we even got on this conversation, but she was talking about how when we're in sin and we just say, okay, we're going to eliminate that and go to the next thing. What did she say? Talking about redirecting your life. And this was really good. And I wanted to share it on here and talk to you about it. And I haven't talked to Abby about this yet, but, so just think about, I'll just take myself for an example. Like, I used to be a everyday watcher of pornography. So, people will do this thing where it's like, okay, I'm just going to delete all those apps and redirect my life. I'm never doing that again. Or I'm sleeping with my girlfriend before marriage, and we're just going to stop doing that, and we're going to redirect our life. And they don't ever confess that sin to anybody, or they don't ever confess that sin to God.
They just say, I'm going to stop.
Exactly. And we were talking about that. And essentially what you're saying whenever you're doing that, and it's not saying that if you confess your sin, you're going to be sin-free and you're never going to mess up again. But essentially what you're saying whenever you're doing that is that you can pay for your own sin.
Wait, I got lost.
Yeah, so like whenever you're like, okay, I'm just going to redirect my life. I don't need to confess that. Then you're essentially saying that you don't...
You're in charge?
Well, you're just covering sin up and not actually confessing it and bringing it to light how God told us to.
Mm.
So, like, it's the root of pride, if you think about it. So you're saying, like, you're basically trying to redirect your life each time you commit sin rather than bringing it to light and confessing it to God.
So you're almost, like, in denial rather than confronting it.
Right.
You're trying to, like, distract or just, like, what's the word? Like, you're just trying to bury it under the rug and just not even confront it.
Well, yeah. And I think that is where people get Christianity confused, is that it's like you just do the right next thing and God just accepts that.
Do you think that people unintentionally do that?
Yeah. Like, oh, for sure.
Because, like, on accident? Yeah. Like, they don't even know they're supposed to confess it?
Yeah. No, for sure.
And so they think they're doing the right thing?
Yeah. Well, and I think...
And by they, I mean me, maybe, because I've definitely done this.
Yeah, and I have too. And when we were talking about it, I was like, man, that's so true. Because, like, basically, like, is it, you're saying that but by not repenting of your sin to God and confessing your sin to God, you ultimately have this pride that, like, oh, I can just do the right next thing, so it doesn't matter.
Like, you can always work your way out of it.
You can work your way out of it. When that's not the case, it's like, no. You put your faith in Jesus. And when you put your faith in Jesus, what you did was put your faith of all your sins were forgiven on the cross. So they are forgiven, but you're not bringing them to, you're not confessing your sin to one another. You're not confessing your sin to God. So you're really just living a life and trying to, you know, make yourself look good and trying to do the right thing. And we were talking about it, and it was like a sign of the Holy Spirit is the production of good deeds.
Mm.
But it's not a requirement.
Yeah.
It just produces that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, yeah, like, the good deeds aren't the requirement to get to the Lord. The good deeds are the byproduct that comes from when you are close with the Lord.
Yeah.
Where do you think those instincts come from to, like, bury things under the rug and trying to work your way out of it? Like, because that's very earthly actions.
Yeah.
Because that's not, like, what the Lord says. So where do you think, like, we get that from?
I don't know. It took me a long time to get to my point right there, didn't it?
No, I thought it was good.
I was struggling to, like, put it into words, because whenever we were talking about it.
Well, it is 10 o'clock.
So. Yeah, it is. Where does it come from? I mean, I think it ultimately comes from the fall. Like,
yeah.
And whenever...
But, like, what feeling inside of us makes us feel like we have to work to prove that we're better than those past actions rather than just, like, resting in the fact that the Lord has forgiven us?
Well, I think the first part of it we didn't hit on was hiding it.
Mm.
And think about what did Adam and Eve do after they ate from the fruit of good and evil?
They hid. They were naked.
Yeah, so... And
but they hid because they were embarrassed.
Right. And yeah, exactly.
Because they realized that they were naked.
Didn't God call them, even though he could see them, he could see everything. Didn't he call them and say, like, where are you at?
Yeah, but he already knew where they were.
Exactly. So I think, well, to that point, like, I think Adam and Eve is a direct reflection of what we're doing, is hiding, trying to push that away and hide it. Like, God can't already see it.
Like, we sinned, and so we're so ashamed that we just try to hide it.
Yeah. And too, I think it goes to just this, like, idea that we have to have it all figured out. And if we're a Christian, we can't mess up like that, or people will judge us or think differently of us. Oh, I literally have
lived like that for so long. And I'm like, where did I think that up?
Yeah.
Like, why do I think that I have to be perfect?
Yeah.
But I just still continue to have to fight that all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that's just going to be a constant battle.
Yeah.
Like, I really do. But that's a really good point.
Yeah.
That is really good. I mean, watered down Christianity, I think it's so easy for Christians to go against Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And pick apart, like, oh, well, you're a watered down Christian. Oh, well, you believe this. Oh, well, you do this, and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, where, like, what's the goal here?
Yeah.
You know? But to specifically talk about, like, this idea of watered down Christianity, like, I'm hesitant to talk about it just because I feel like it's so looked down upon when, in all honesty, like, there's not a, like, I feel like setting a point of, like, oh, you finally come out of watered down Christianity. You know what I mean? Like, it almost makes you feel like you do have to work for it. And it's not the works that earn you salvation. But I literally read today in Matthew that, like, the Lord judges you based off of, like, is what you're saying and how you're living actually how you're living behind closed doors. Like, am I sitting here on this podcast being like, this is what the Lord says and this is what the Lord does and blah, 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 blah. But, like, does your personal intimate life reflect that? Like, am I sitting here being a hypocrite?
Yeah.
And I think that's watered down Christianity, is like, how you're at church. Great. Awesome. There's no better place for anybody to go other than the church. Amazing. But the watered down Christianity version is not like, oh, you're not doing enough as this person, or you're not doing enough as this person, and let's compare. It's just saying, this is between you and the Lord. And if you're sitting here worshiping, raising your hands to the worship songs, like, praise the Lord, praise Jesus. He's gonna want to be with you at any moment that he can be with you. But in the same breath, are you the same person at the altar as you are at the restaurant?
That's so good.
Like, you know, or at school, or around certain groups of people? Or are you the same with your Christian friends as you are with your other friends? Or, you know what I mean? It's just like,
yeah, there's a pastor that says something like this. It's like, when you're all alone and it's just you and Jesus, what does your relationship look like with him? Because mm-hmm. that's what it really is. Not when you're in a group, like you're saying, trying to sound spiritual in a prayer. Not when you're on a podcast trying to whatever. It's when you're all alone and you have a choice to pray, or you have a choice to go spend time with God. That's the integrity of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the truth in the real relationship. And ultimately, that's what's going to ooze out of you at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It might not come a day from now. It might not come a year from now. But eventually, the either real fruit of that relationship with Jesus is going to come out, or the fraudulent,
right?
Not actual relationship that you said you had.
And I will say, there is a lot of fruit, like, produced in community, and it's not like you have to do it all on your own.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, don't hear that. Like, that's not what we're saying. Yeah,
don't hear what we're not saying.
It's not like we're like, well, don't go to church. Like, you have to be alone by yourself. Like,
yeah.
No, it's amazing, and worshiping is amazing. And yeah, maybe you didn't pick up your Bible 6 days out of the week, but still show up on Sunday. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't make you less than, but it is just like a wake-up call.
And too, like we're saying, it's not, don't push it down when you do that.
Exactly. Just confess it to the Lord. Like, what is he going to do? Laugh at you?
Yeah. No? In 1 Corinthians, I think it might be even be chapter 1. I don't know. I was talking with this with a friend of mine the other day. Was talking about how Paul says that the church, the group of people, should be united. Not not united in the sense of everybody's opinion should be right and the same. I shouldn't say right, but the same. But Paul is saying that because we have this foundation of Jesus and we believe that foundation, a lot of it should take care of itself.
Yeah.
So, like, we might not agree on this, but because we have this foundation of Jesus and that we believe that he is the one true God, the living God, that a lot of the, I guess, hatred or whatever should take care of itself.
Well, and here's the other thing, too, is that, like, yes, there are a lot of things that you can sit and compare and, like, interpret differently in the Bible. Like, what the Bible... Why are you checking your text messages?
Sorry.
Why are you checking your text messages? Was that important? Go ahead. You can tell them what it says. This is like the teacher when someone's passing notes and they're like, go ahead, read it to the class.
Yeah. Well, the Timberwolves and...
We're literally sitting here dissecting the Bible and he's like, basketball.
No, we are filming this in game two of the Western Conference Finals. Oh my gosh. Huge sacrifice for me.
Would you say that if Jesus was in the room?
My friend texted me about the game.
That's awesome.
Go ahead.
Hey, Brant.
Actually Nick Lawson.
Oh.
Brant texted me too, but I haven't read it yet.
So anyways, what was I saying?
Talking about the Bible.
Oh, yeah. So the Bible, you know, there are a lot of different things that everyone's going to say I'm sassy now. I'm sorry.
People understand.
No, they don't. People are going to say that I'm mean to you.
She is being mean, isn't she, guys?
Oh, I literally love my boyfriend. I used that one last week. You can't steal that. I did that last week. Call me what you want, but you can't call me
broke.
No, I don't have a lot of money.
Okay, go again.
I truly don't. Call me what you want, but you can't call me...
ugly.
Well, I guess that's more like... that's up for...
you're really pretty.
Thanks.
Go ahead, we can do one more.
Call me what you want, but you can't call me...
sassy.
Oh, no, I got it. You say it.
Call me what you want, but you can't call me...
not a Christian. That didn't have a good ring to it, but it's the truth.
It's true.
What I was going to say is that the Bible states a lot of things, and, you know, people interpret things a lot differently. What?
I've got something to... I just remembered that I was
going to... okay, I really need to spit this point out.
Yeah, go ahead. And then we need to wrap it up anyway.
So. I really need to spit this point out. We can interpret things very differently in the Bible, but in reality, like... the Bible gives us our opinions, you know? Like, I don't really have to choose how I feel about a lot of topics because the Bible states the truth.
Right.
And that is something that we can...
that's good.
...agree on. And so it's like, you want to know how I feel about XYZ political thing that's going on or thing in this world or options of whatever, all the stuff that's in the world, it's like... I've never really truly thought about, like, how I feel on the certain situations because I've just always known how I feel because those feelings have been rooted in truth.
Yeah, I think what you said is so good in the sense that, like, I might not even have this answer for you. Like, I might not even have an opinion on this. But let's go to the scriptures and let's just figure out what it says. Because that's what I'm going to believe. Because that is what ultimately I feel like is the truth.
Well, I know it's the truth.
Yeah.
Not even feelings. Faith formed on feelings is
ratchet. Fleeting.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't base what you believe on how you feel. You've got to base it on truth. And that's why you say
go to the Bible. I have a shirt that says emotions are fleeting. Abby loves it.
Yeah. Anyways, what were you going to say?
Oh, we have 3 minutes on this camera, so I figured we could wrap this up with a nice top three that I didn't tell you about. It's a surprise top three that I'm kind of excited about.
Okay, what?
Top three fast food restaurants.
Oh!
Because ours might be a lot different. I think that'll be kind of fun. Since we will be a lot... I think our top threes will be a lot different. We should give our top three favorite restaurant... or top three favorite fast food restaurants.
Am I guessing your top three, or am I just going to tell you my top three?
No, I think we should go, we should each give our, each other our top three.
Okay, you go first.
Okay. Number three.
You asked the question, you don't even know it?
No, I know. I'm just, oh. I was adding suspense.
No, you didn't know.
Yes, I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Number three, I'm going to go Wendy's.
What?
Number two.
Wait, I'll say my number three.
Okay.
My number three, are we counting like, okay, I got it. My number three is Panera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Not sure if it's fast food. You guys can decide that.
Yeah, it has a drive-thru.
Okay, it does. It does have a drive-thru. Number two, Chick-fil-A.
Oh. My number two is Subway.
Oh, I kind of figured you were going to go Subway. That's a good one.
I like Subway.
I thought about putting that in my three slot.
I get their like protein bowls, and it's really good. It's like a salad, but with more protein. It's pretty fire.
And my number one, undefeated... McDonald's. The Golden Arch McDonald's.
My number one is Chick-fil-A because I'm a Christian and I put Jesus loving brands first.
Chick-fil-A is good.
They just have good, really good food.
They'll never beat the Golden Arch.
I just can't with McDonald's. I don't know why. Okay. Top three dream vacation spots that you haven't been to yet.
Okay.
My number three is probably Greece.
Ooh. Just yeah. No place in particular?
No, just like Mamma Mia vibes.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your number three?
Oh, man. This is just off the spot.
Yeah. Got to think on your toes.
I'll go with Hawaii.
Ooh.
I've never been. Which
I want to live there. So
surprise!
Bad. Surprise, we're moving to Hawaii. My number two that I've never been to is probably LA.
I know my number one. Oh, that's a great one.
I want to go to LA.
I'm going to go LA as well just because of the...
Lakers.
Yeah, I need to go to a Lakers game.
And then my number one is, as of right now... I feel like I'm getting smaller and smaller, but I really want to go to 30A. I've never been to 30A Beach.
Wow, that's your number one right now?
Yeah, because it's like most realistic. I feel like I could actually go. That's
shocking. Mine's Santorini.
Oh.
It's a small island in Greece.
Really?
Yeah. There's so many famous pictures of it, but I have it all over my phone. I want to go there so bad.
Ryan and I love the sunshine, if you can't tell.
Yeah.
We didn't say mountains. We didn't say Antarctica. We love the beach, and we love sunshine. That's right. Actually, I do want to go to Mallorca.
I want to visit some cool cities like London, Paris.
I don't know. I'm just Florence. Very much so like when I'm on vacation, I love to just like kind of just live normal life, but just in like a really warm climate.
Yeah.
Like I love to explore as well, but if I'm on like vacation mode, like away from work, it has to be the right mood. It has to be the right vibe.
The big thing with me is... not necessarily anything other than I want the weather to be good and I want to eat everything in sight. Like, I want all the cool restaurants.
I feel like Costa Rica is going to have a lot of fresh fruit.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody listening has been to Costa Rica and has some good recs for us.
Well, we have a follower from Costa Rica on Instagram. I saw their DM. Ryan, you are gnawing your fingers.
Yeah, I am gnawing my fingers.
He's been gnawing his fingers all day. And I say that lovingly because I just don't want you to bite all your fingers off.
Yeah.
Because you can bite your fingers off like a carrot, but your brain stops you from doing it. Did you know that?
I don't believe in that. I've heard that. I don't believe in it.
Well.
I don't think that's true.
I believe in it. Let's try.
I just don't think that's true.
I am also a little nervous about the weather in Costa Rica because it said it's supposed to rain every day. However... usually in tropical places like that, it rains for like 20 minutes and then it's bright
and sunny.
Yeah,
it's not going to rain every day.
So, I don't know. I'm excited though.
Yeah, so
what are you most excited about for Costa Rica?
You know, you asked me that the other day. I really, it's hard for me to even say because I don't really know what to expect. I guess the two things I would say is your sister's wedding and...
she's not my sister, but...
oh, yeah, your cousin's wedding.
It's okay.
I mean, I'm excited for that for sure, but I think the coffee.
Yeah. We're going to go on a coffee tour.
Yeah.
Like a coffee museum.
A roaster. Like a farm.
A rooster? A rooster?
A museum. Why do you say a museum?
I think it's called like a coffee museum, is it not? Or a coffee tour of like the farm?
It's probably like a roasting farm.
Yeah, I don't really know. I'm most excited about spending time with my family.
What about your boyfriend?
You are in that category.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take that.
What's your high and your low this week?
All right. We're finishing with high and low.
Yeah.
You go first.
We'll do high, low, and in the middle.
No, not in the middle. We're not switching it up now.
Why?
Why don't we do high and low?
I wouldn't. Well, you know what? God is constantly creating.
In the middle.
Why can't I create? Why?
That's just, yeah.
You want to know what my in the middle was going to be?
What?
Sorry, you can't know now.
All right, fine.
It was about you.
Well, that's not good.
It was in the middle. Yeah. It's not good or bad.
Right, so it's like, oh, hanging with Ryan's like, eh.
It's just like a thing. No, in the middle is not good or bad. It's like the yellow light of red light, green light. I'm going to tell you anyways.
I knew you were.
It was just the fact that my yellow was that I've observed your fidgeting a lot, and I can't tell if that's because you're bored or if your back hurts.
It's hot. It is hot up here. I'm sweaty.
I'm fine. Because I'm just a slayer.
In this bed.
What's your yellow? What's your in the middle?
I don't have one.
He's boycotting.
Work. Okay.
My low of this week was that Ryan and I had some little tussles today at the coffee shop.
That's your low of the entire week?
Yeah. It was a really good week.
Yeah. Our tussle was like 30 seconds long.
I was mad because he didn't want to eat popcorn with me. And
it's not.
It ended up being the best popcorn we've ever eaten in our life.
Can you say the actual truth of that?
Okay, so the popcorn came in for us to review. And then Ryan was like, how are we going to rate popcorn on a video?
I thought we were just doing it on an Instagram story, so it was just going to be casual.
We always do food review videos.
But no, we do cookie reviews.
But we want to, we both were on the same page that we wanted to, like, expand that.
Yeah, no, just coffee. Just, yeah, you're right. And we did it, and it was amazing.
It was the best popcorn I've ever had.
Yeah.
Would you say the same?
It was great.
And Ryan didn't even want to do it with me. And so that's what made me sad. I was like, we do everything together. You're just going to have, because I was like, fine, I can just do it by myself. Expecting, I can't even talk. Expecting for him to be like, well, no, like, that'll be weird if we don't do it together. And he was just like, okay, cool. I'm sorry? You're going to do this by myself on our Instagram page. Okay. And you're going to be in the room there watching me, making me do it by myself. Okay. Ended up being the best popcorn we've ever had. Can I say it?
What?
Told you so.
Oh, yeah. It was so good.
It was so good. Go get it. That was my low, though. And then my high is that we're going to Costa Rica. Well, that hasn't happened yet. My high...
It could be the anticipation.
My high is just... It's been a great week. I'm loving life. I love everything that I'm doing, and I feel really content.
Yeah, and the first 10 people to comment cop out on the podcast gets a free hug.
Okay.
My low was...
doesn't have one.
Oh, Milo is Tyrese Halliburton getting hurt in the Pacers Celtics game. That series is just brutal now.
Yeah.
And then my high was going to get coffee with Abby Thursday.
Aww, that was fun.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
That was a good time.
It was.
Okay, talk about basketball.
Yeah. So we're filming this on Friday. It's game two of the Western Conference Finals. The Celtics are up 2-0 in the East, and that's looking like a sweep. I think it'll go five. Halliburton hurt his hamstring. So it's honestly just setting up to be the biggest cakewalk in the Eastern Conference since, I'm assuming, LeBron was there. It's probably been the easiest Eastern Conference. So... those of you that do know, I'm a huge Lakers fan. Those of you that don't, I hate the Celtics. And
hate is a strong word.
I hate the. I really don't like the Celtics, and I do not want them to win the finals. Yeah.
Why? So, what makes you not like a team?
That's the Lakers' rival.
So that's just why you don't like them?
Yeah, and I just don't. Yeah, they're the Lakers' rival. We just don't like the Celtics.
But they haven't given you a reason not to like them.
Oh, they have.
What is the reason?
They're the Lakers' rival.
That's not a reason.
We play them. History is a reason.
They can't help that. They have to play them. It's part of their job.
All right. Well, you just don't understand.
What did they ever do to you?
They've beat my favorite team.
But what did they ever do to you?
They've beat my favorite team.
To you personally.
And it hurts my feelings.
Well, that's a you problem.
No, it's not. Anyways, back to the basketball.
Are you turning this into a therapy session?
And an ignore session as well.
Okay.
That's all I got. I don't really have much update. I'm predicting the Wolves to win in 7. I don't know what the game is happening on right now, but Luka is looking really good. And this is lasting a long time. Abby's not having fun, so...
No, you said Luka, and I thought of Disney. The Disney movie Luka. Oh, no. Everybody on the podcast, it's your favorite time when the camera shuts off because it overheated.
And we're done, so that's exciting.
What were you going to say? What was your last thing?
Nothing.
This is exclusive content.
That's all I got.
I thought you had one more thing.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I have one more thing. Want to know a secret? You want to? I went to the bathroom last night in the middle of the night, and I didn't wash my hands after.
That's gross.
I just went straight back to bed.
I don't wash my hands whenever I go to the bathroom at night either.
Oh, you just wipe your...
Well, I pee. And I don't wipe after I pee.
Boys don't wipe?
You knew that. You're playing dumb right now.
Just let it... You know, what if you go poo?
Oh, well... Obviously, but I'll wash my hands. But if I pee in the middle of the night, I don't. All right, that's life. Let's go. Let's end this.
We love you.
We love you.
Jesus loves you.
And that's life.